The Prince George's Philharmonic will perform their last concert of the season on Saturday, May 16th. And with me to talk about the performance is their conductor, Charles Ellis. Now, on all but I think two concerts, you've performed Sibelius symphonies. Is this a special Sibelius time? Why are you on a Sibelius roll?
Well, I have always been fascinated by the interrelationship among the last three Sibelius symphonies, number 5, number 6, and number 7. And I thought it might be interesting to explore that a little bit more by performing them on consecutive programs. And we also do a little bit of a wrinkle in that we perform the last couple of minutes of the preceding symphony before we play that evening's. In other words, when we performed the 6th, we did the last couple of minutes as of the 5th as a sort of a prelude, and we'll do that again. We'll play the last probably 2 minutes of the 6th symphony and then a little bit of silence, and we'll go right into the 7th and, you know, let the audience decide for themselves whether there really is a segue.
So what is it about Sibelius that fascinates conductors or confounds them, or both?
For me, it was his radical reimagination of symphonic form. When I came to my first major Sibelius score, which was the 5th, some 25 years ago, I had a certain set of preconceived notions about what a symphony was supposed to be, how it was supposed to be constructed. These had been kind of bred into me since music theory class in high school. And I had an epiphany. I studied the Sibelius 5th for 3 months, and I realized at the end of that time that I was making no progress at all. As a matter of fact, I was getting even more confused. And then it became clear that I really had to reimagine symphonic form is I liken it to the visual image of a kaleidoscope. It's always changing. It's always changing, sometimes quickly, sometimes gradually, but it's always morphing into something else.
So the program on Saturday doesn't have any one huge piece on it. It's a lot of short pieces, but substantive pieces.
Yeah, that's right. The Sibelius 7th Symphony is the longest piece on the program. It's something like 23 minutes. We're going to open with four movements of some really delightful incidental music to the play. Was it a play? I'm not sure whether it was a play, because it was one of these, I guess, monodramas that had dance and it had theatrics and it had poetry and it had music in it. It was based, obviously, on a Middle Eastern theme, the Suite from Aladdin by Carl Nielsen, dating from 1918. And then the Sibelius 7th, the 5th, 6th, and 7th were composed between 1915 and 1924. Mm-hmm. So we're just right at the beginning of the centenary of their composition. After intermission, the very, very beautiful suite from Fauré's incidental music to Pelléas et Mélisande. And finally, we're going to conclude our season with one of Maurice Ravel's most colorful scores ever, the Rhapsody Espagnole.
Well, he was an incredible orchestrator.
He really was, and I've found that you don't need to interpret Ravel. All you have to do is what's on the page, and you just kind of shepherd it and let the music emerge. Some composers have to be, helped and kind of massaged along, and you have to be very, very careful about things. Ravel, if you just do what he tells you to do, you'll have a good show.
So very different from Sibelius.
Oh, that's, yeah. As one colleague of mine called, you have to exercise your Sitzfleisch when you deal with Sibelius, because it just takes a lot of time living with the score to understand what he put there in the first place.
Well, it sounds like an exciting program.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to come on the air and tell your listeners about it.
Absolutely. And now there's going to be a special celebration next year?
Yes, this is the conclusion of our 49th season, which means that we have our 50th anniversary season coming up next year. We'll be making some preliminary announcements about what's going to happen. We certainly have some special things up our sleeve to commemorate the occasion, and we'll tell you more about it as we get closer to the time.
I look forward to it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Gotti.
Conductor of the Prince George's Philharmonic, Charles Ellis, has been speaking with me about their concert on Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. in Deckelbaum Hall at the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center at the University of Maryland, College Park. For tickets and information, the box office number is 301-405-2787. Additional information can be found online at pgphilharmonic.org.